This is TWiT.
I'm just going to ask Ian about, hey, what about that David Cameron, huh?
I'm so sorry. I am so sorry.
British Prime Minister David Cameron, we actually should get the video of this. He's speaking at something called
Our Shame, you know.
The future. But now he's there's an election coming up.
Yeah, there's an election coming up. We choose when we have, the government chooses when it has its election, but it has a deadline. So he has to call it by May 7th.
Yeah.
So there's some heavy electioneering going on, which is why he's over here with Obama to sort of show that he can pal it up with the world leaders just like everyone else, even though the two apparently don't get on that well, if gossip is to be believed anyway.
So he and is he challenged by UKIP or?
Well, UKIP, UKIP will only take supporters really from the Conservatives because they're
right.
Kind of like the rabid wing of the Conservative Party whose attitude towards foreigners is standing at the English Channel and shouting, just leave the wine and cheese and bugger off. You know, it's just.
So well, I hypothesize that maybe he's feeling some heat from UKIP and
yes.
has to kind of be. Strong.
Yeah, he's. This is very much, I mean, he's seen as a very sort of limp character, if you like. And he needs to try and sort of beef up the toughness of the Conservative Party to try and hold off UKIP. On this, he's barking completely up the wrong tree.
He said that he believed that it would be critical for law enforcement, and this is in the wake of the terrorist attacks at Paris.
Yeah.
That there be no communications that law enforcement can't read.
Yes.
In other words, no crypto, or crypto must always have a backdoor for law enforcement. And he said there's nothing to fear here because the Home Secretary will have to sign a warrant.
Yes.
So what's all the worry about this?
Well, that's part of the problem. The Home Secretary is Theresa May, who is, let's just say she's technology challenged, would be a nice way to put it. And when it comes to human rights, she's... was famously criticized by her predecessor in the position as making remarks that were described as childlike and incompetent. And when he was forced to apologize because he was conservative and fellow conservative, he said, I regret the language that I used. And does that mean you regret the words? The language. That I used. It was.
And yet he was careful not to call for a new law.
Well, I think, to be honest, he's calling for this, but he must know deep down that this isn't going to work. The security services would love something like this. He would introduce a new law in the next session of Parliament, is what he's saying, to ban encrypted applications. Whether or not he could get it through and whether or not he might see sense before then remains to be seen. But it's electioneering, so there's a certain flexibility in what you say you will do and what you'll actually do, because it's really just at this stage trying to garner as many votes as possible.
It does seem to me, and I got a lot of emails from our UK viewers showing real concern, but it does seem to me that almost impossible to enforce a law
yes.
that prevents encryption.
Well, this is it. I mean, Apple and Google and Microsoft are going up against their own government about this. So if they honestly believe that their former colonial masters are going to be able to say, actually, you're going to have to do what we want you to do, not going to happen. So it's one of those things that sounds like a great policy idea, but in terms of actually getting it into working practice, just it really isn't going to work.